Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:49 at KNSS on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Kansas lawmakers claim mistakes by Governor Kelly's administration are making it more difficult for older Kansans to get vaccinated.
Two.
Wichita public school students will no longer get time off for snow days this year. They'll work from home instead.
One.
Senate moving forward with Trump impeachment trial after Republicans challenge its constitutionality. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we've got the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Gasoline prices still at around $2.19 a gallon on average. That's what we're seeing out there. Still around $2.19 a gallon as far as the average gasoline prices go. And one retailer upping that price to about $2.22 or so, but $2.19 still easy enough to find. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Decreasing clouds, but still cold today with a high of only 28 degrees. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 19. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 43. Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour and 23 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Boeing is reporting another huge loss, this one because of a setback to its 777X widebody jetliner. Boeing says it lost $8.4 billion in the fourth quarter on weaker demand for planes during the pandemic. Loss includes a pre-tax charge of $6.5 billion tied to the 777X. Europe's Aviation Safety Agency says a modified version of the Boeing 737 MAX, incorporating multiple safety upgrades, has been approved to resume flights in Europe following nearly 2 years of reviews after the aircraft was involved in two deadly crashes that saw the planes grounded worldwide. And orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods rose a modest 0.2% in December, with investments posting 0.6% gain. All right, 8:52, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, Cargill's growing. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Cargill's made new acquisitions, and that brings new plants under the Wichita-based division. Cargill acquired Proportion Foods, including that company's processing plants in Texas and California. Those plants will now be operated by Cargill's Wichita-based protein business. Terms of the deal not disclosed. Proportion makes products including beef, pork, chicken, turkey, and plant-based protein. Construction is complete on two new Greenwich Place stores. The signs are up and lights are on, ready for the new Marshalls and Skechers locations to open. They're the new tenants in the retail strip to the north of Buffalo Wings and Rings. Marshalls is expected to open in early March. Skechers didn't respond to questions. Wichita's Key Construction was the general contractor on the building. And WSU Tech announcing a new scholarship for high school seniors. The school says it'll award a two-year scholarship totaling $1,200 to graduating seniors who enter the school this fall. The scholarships are called Future U. It'll provide $300 per semester at the two-year school. The money can be used for tuition and fees for technical or general education courses. Students have to be taking 12 hours of classes and have had a 2.75 grade point average in high school. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, in our news this morning, at Wichita Public Schools, they're out of snow days. They don't have any snow
days. That's right.
So if there's a snow, the kids have to stay home and do their homework or do their work.
Better get in front of the computer and get after it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I've, you know, you got to have a lot of discipline to do that, especially if there's a big snowfall and you go out there and make a snowman or something, you know.
Man, that rosebud sled is the just rose. Right in the corner, just yeah. Screaming at you, saying, take me out.
Yeah, the bad part about sledding is that you have to, we're in Kansas. If you're going to sled, you got to have somebody pull you, right?
Go for a nice pull, yeah.
So you got to have a brother who will do that, or a sister, and then you take a turn, I guess. I mean, unless there's a hill nearby, and then when the bad part is, you got to take the sled to the top of the hill before you can slide down. So, all in all, I don't care for snow. They can keep snow. I'm not a big fan. How about that Kansas City School District up there that includes Shawnee Mission North? They've decided that the Braves and the Indian mascots are going to go away.
That's right.
Were you in the? Did you hear about this? I mean,
yeah, I did. We've been talking about it among some of the alums of Shawnee Mission North. Of course, they've been the Indians. They were the first high school in the Shawnee Mission School District. It used to be the Shawnee Mission Indians, and I think it's probably time. I think it's, you know, if they're offended by it, we can find another mascot. I hate to lose the tradition, but we can keep some of those traditions and move forward. Kind of like the Washington football team.
I'm just waiting for the day when somebody gets upset that we had the Pioneers at West. Asian or European people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oppressors.
Oppressors. There you go. Hey, guys. Right. Thank you, guys. Coming up, we got Glenn Beck. He's out of control government spending. Economist Brian Riedel is going to be with him this morning. Top of the hour news here on KNSS. Senate moving ahead with impeachment trial after a Republican challenge. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Now cloudy and 23 degrees.
Get Wichita business.